Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
921 now, joined by Robert Hogan, our friend who is a professor pardon me, of political science at LSU. And will help us in a department of chair of political science at LSU, as a matter of fact, on the SCOTUS ruling. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. We just about have you metaphorically running down the steps of the Supreme Court with the decision in your hand as we try to go through it. Basically, give us the backpinning, the underpinnings of this, if you will, and what led to this going to court.
Yeah, I mean, what this result, I mean, this is a result of an investigation, or a couple things. One is an investigation by the Congress into the president and his dealings with regard to hush money that was paid to Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. It involves that, and it also involves an investigation by a district attorney in New York City. That in looking into these tax records of the president. So this has been a long way coming. They have taken it through various courts, and it has ultimately landed in the lap of the Supreme Court.
Obviously, the president didn't want this to come out because he would have either released it or not gone to court about it, right? So,
well, right. I mean, okay. Some people say that there's a you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And they think that when these court records, I'm assuming when these bank records come out, what will happen is that there will be at least a paper trail of Donald Trump's money. Some people believe that he has used or exaggerated his financial accounts in a way to receive loans unfairly or perhaps even illegally. So this is an attempt to bring about accountability. At least Democrats and certainly elected officials believe this is a way to bring accountability. And the president has stonewalled and said that he does not have to turn over these records due to the fact that he's the president. And there have been Supreme Court cases in the past that have protected the privacy of presidents from this sort of thing. But there have also been court cases. The most famous of which occurred during the 1970s, the Supreme Court said Nixon had to turn over tapes, and indeed Nixon did do that, and that ultimately led to his departure from office. So a lot of people feel that he has something to hide here, and when the record comes out and when people are able to see exactly what's transpired, they think that it will bring credibility to the point that he has done something, if not illegal, certainly something unethical.
So how does this play out against the political backdrop? Because the court said, as I understand, and I'm just getting a little bit here during the commercial breaks watching TV, that he was not immune to subpoenas, that he didn't have blanket immunity, that he would have to respond to some of this, and now he and Cyrus Vance in the Manhattan District sort it out, and how does it play into the time period with the election and all of that?
Yeah, well, I have not seen the decision. I mean, I just it just came down, so I think what's going to happen is this is going to be a, play a prominent role in the campaign. The Biden people and certainly Democrats have been making put as much attention on this as possible because it has some people high. Let's see it. It certainly fits into the narrative that the Democrats want to paint with the president, that he has been engaged in very fringy activities in the past and is not wanting to be held accountable.
So in terms of somebody texted this in about money laundering for the Russians or whatever, and people have been saying that for a long time, sure. But would there be any record on an income tax return, anything that would indicate money laundering, or would that be kept separate and apart?
I have no idea. But all I can tell you is that when you are able to get hold of a lot of documents like this with a lot of detail, oftentimes what happens when that gets brought into the political system, it brings up even more questions. It allows your political opponents to be able to start connecting some dots. Those dots may not ultimately lead to any image that finds you guilty, but it makes you seem like you're guilty. So I think any decision that allows people to look at these documents, I think they are going to find things. And the fact that the president was very adamant in stonewalling throughout this time suggests that there are things there that do not allow him to look that make him look very unfavorable.
I would think both campaigns had a piece of paper with on one side if the returns get released, on the other ones if they don't, in terms of strategy as it relates to the presidential election. So now, how does the president's campaign handle this to either minimize the damage or in some way make him a victim here?
Well, I think Donald Trump, his supporters are going to support him regardless. I would argue that this probably has very little effect on the campaign. There's very little that he could do that will deter his supporters. Donald Trump is a master in political campaigns of turning the focus on his political opponents. He did this in 2016. He's going to do it with Joe Biden. This is going to be he's going to make this a referendum on what he will say is the corruption and malfeasance the wrongness of the Obama-Biden administration. I think he may be effective at that. It's about tearing down your opponent and making swing voters, people in the middle at least, hesitant to perhaps support Biden. So his core supporters are not going to be deterred. I don't think this is probably going to have a huge effect on the election.
So in terms of the Democrats, do they go on the attack with this? And there's nothing in these tax returns. Is there anything that could lead to trouble for Joe Biden in terms of records being released? Is this any kind of precedent thing here? Is this just...
Well, I mean, he's already released his tax returns, of course. And there have been a lot of Democrats saying that he should refuse to debate Donald Trump until Donald Trump releases his. So, this at least on this issue, I think you're going to, the Biden people have a win. I think it's going to be short-lived. You're right. I mean, this is the way Donald Trump tends to twist things. If Biden has released his tax returns, there are papers that Biden has from his Senate career that are not all of those have been released. And Donald Trump, no doubt, will use this opportunity to say, well, hey, he needs to release it or not. Who knows what's in there? Trump is a master at turning the tables on these sorts of things and making the argument about the opponent. And as we go into the campaign mode in the next few months, the media is going to be very even-handed in that sense. It doesn't matter. All you're going to hear is the two different sides, regardless of the merit that one or the other has.
One other thing I thought of, and it goes to, if you want to go back as far as Whitewater or even before that, the more complicated things are, the least time or patience the audience or the public has for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And Edward Edwards a long time ago said, don't get caught in, and it was a different time. I'm just quoting him now. It was a different time where he said, don't get caught with a dead woman or a live boy. And what he meant by that was, if it's something simple that people can grasp onto right away, well, then, yeah, you're in trouble. But if it's something where somebody has to sit down, a voter has to sit down with a tablet, a legal pad, and then start drawing boxes and lines to connect this, or like on Homeland where Carrie had her threads going from picture to picture, the average person is not going to do all of that, are they?
No. I mean, they lose patience very quickly. That is the problem here. When you have even if it is complicated, a lot of people will think to themselves, well, I don't really fully understand it, but there are a lot of people who are upset about it and who says he and believes he did something wrong. Therefore, it sounds like there's something wrong there. And so there will be some people who believe that. But like I said, I think that this election, we talk about it being a referendum on Donald Trump, and it certainly is to some extent. But the Trump campaign, Donald Trump himself, is really good at turning the tables and utilizing, no matter what happens or what sort of events occur in the political environment, to sully the record of people who run against him. So I think what you're seeing, I mean, I think this is going to be the beginning of a really nasty campaign, the likes of which we've never seen before.
It's going to be something to watch, I'll tell you that. Thank you. I appreciate your time, sir. Anything we're missing you wanted to add?
No.
Ask you about, excuse me, in terms of the coronavirus problem in the country and mm-hmm. pandemic, does the president get stuck holding the bag on this? Because, you know, the economy was in good shape before all of this happened. Do the discerning voters say, well, it's not really his fault, this could have happened to anybody? The way he's conducted himself throughout this, does that change anybody's mind?
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, usually you think of sort of external events like this happening. There often is a rally around the flag sort of effect going on, right, where people will give the president great support to help the country through it. Donald Trump isn't experiencing that, in part because of his mishandling of it. It's very difficult to say that he hasn't mishandled this, especially in the inconsistent messaging that he's provided to the country in terms of what you should do or you shouldn't do. He had an opportunity early in this crisis to bring the Democrats in and to present a unified voice to the country. He decided not to do that. And ultimately, I think the narrative that is emerging is one in which this is a mishandled crisis. And so he's not getting the benefit, if you will, of higher approval ratings that most presidents get in a crisis situation. So this is a situation where he had a good opportunity politically handed to him. Not that the pandemic is a good thing, of course, but it is a situation where presidents usually will see their approval ratings go up. He is not seeing this, in part because of how it was so badly handled.
Yeah, it's kind of tough when you go to war with your own CDC. Thank you, Doctor.
Right.
I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again.
Great.
We're going to take a break.
You
too, sir. We're going to take a break here, 934 WWL. When we come back, we're going to talk to Meg Ferris, just a delightful reporter from WWL TV, to talk about a link between COVID-19 and baldness. As if it wasn't bad enough, about maybe people that are subject to male pattern baldness could be at more of a risk for COVID-19. We'll talk about it when we come back. Tommy Tucker here, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.